you ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
I'm prepared. I can't talk. I can't say the same about other people in the room, but, you know, that's me.
All right there, smartass. okay, so Jody's out.
I didn't say I was talking about you. You didn't have to out yourself.
No, you knew. I out myself every day. Let's see. Jody is out this week, but that's okay because we have a very good replacement. It's the last Sunday of the month, and you know what that means. Movie star, writer. If I said actor, it would be movie star. I don't think he's been in any movies. But actor, TV star, Broadway star, Joey Quesada.
Woo! What's up, boys? Don't worry. We will not be missing Jody this week. I will be handling all his duties. Don't worry.
Every time I say something stupid, just go, yeah, like that, and it'll be all good. Thank you guys for listening to Podcast Rock City. We love you guys out there for listening. It's really funny because I'm doing the recording this week and there's like a 1 second delay in my headphones. So I'm talking and then hearing it again. It's super strange. All right. Last week we had a wonderful show. Thank you guys for listening to it. This week we have another very wonderful show. But before that, let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes! Yeah. There's not a whole lot of news. There is a little bit of stuff, and I'm going to bring it up. We're going to talk about it. First things first. Friend of the show, not really. Chris Jericho and he's got a group, Quarantine. Have you guys seen? Oh, man. Joey is growling.
Listen, don't get me started on those bastards, okay?
Why aren't he's you got... playing drums?
Is this really, this is the question you want to ask me right now? Listen, if I had that bastard Jericho in front of me right now, he would get a piece of my mind and a piece of my fist, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Nah, I'm only kidding. Listen, he actually, I think, I don't know if we went over this one other time when they released their first single, No, No, No. But after they released it, he knew how upset I was. And he actually called me, said, apologizing, telling me that this is not his project. It was the drummer that actually approached him to do it. And that's how it all started. Well, as far as Jericho's telling me anyway. So again, those guys are great, all good friends of mine. I can't speak highly enough of it. It sounds killer. I don't know if you guys heard Heart of Chrome yet. Did you hear it?
That's what I'm talking about. So Heart of Chrome, they re-recorded Heart of Chrome with Bruce Kulick playing guitar.
It sounds killer. Again, the recording is spot on. They put out a video, you know, just a quarantine video, because obviously everyone's home by themselves, but it's a fun video. Great re-record. Bruce is ripping on it. Jericho sings his ass off. That's a super hard song to sing. So there's a lot of fun stuff happening. Yeah, great stuff.
Absolutely. Sonny, did you get a chance to hear it?
Yeah, they did a good job with it. I'll tell you, the No, No, No one, that's probably the best version of No, No, No I've ever heard. So they're doing good stuff with this.
Yeah, I told them the same thing. I told them, I said, dude, not a big fan of that song, but you guys made me kind of like it, which is amazing.
No, I agree. I hate to say this, but I really love Chris Jericho's singing voice. I say that because I'm bitter towards him. No, I'm kidding. Armbar. That's all I have to say. Armbar. You can say that 40 times in a list of moves that Chris Jericho knows. That's all. Only wrestling fans understand that.
I get it.
I know you do. All right, so if you guys have a chance, go online and check that out. I'll post it on the Podcast Rock City group page. Now I have to cough. Hold on. Corona. Yeah, so like I said, that is really good. It's really well put together. Bruce Kulick kicks ass. So that's all you have to – just check out the band. Number two, apparently – every time there's an anniversary of a Kiss record, we're going to get some new package deal of the vinyl. So, and of course, double platinum is not going to be any different. So they announced this week that double platinum has a special everything. You can buy a double platinum package, like a bundle, for, let's see, it looks like $130. You get drinking glasses, stickers, the record. You know, it's picture discs. You can, and it comes with a T-shirt for about $130. You can get the platinum award, which Sonny will buy now, for $300. The double platinum limited edition picture disc is $200.
Oh, my God. What a bargain.
The double platinum picture disc, not the limited edition one, is $60. So that's a little more affordable. Wait, is that $60? Yeah, $60. And then there's some T-shirts and shit like that. So I can't afford. I might get the double platinum picture disc. It basically has their faces on it and their colors, if you understand that. So...
Guys, am I losing? Listen, I know I'm probably the minority here, but am I losing my mind? I'm not saying none of this is cool, blah, 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 but there's so many things that I want from Kiss. And I know we've talked about on previous podcasts, whether it's some kind of DVD release, whether it's streaming or DVD, whatever you want to call it in this day and age, of any kind of concert that we haven't seen before, even newer stuff like the cruises. And or old stuff they have footage of the archives, bootleg stuff that we've seen over and over again, or stuff of them in the studio, anything. Give me some video material that we haven't seen in, it's got to be almost 10 years now. I don't want another colored vinyl that I have no use for $200. It just drives me insane.
No, I understand. How about the Zippo lighter? Would you like that?
I get it. Everyone, I'll buy everything that's Kiss too. But that's not, if it was in conjunction with the other stuff, I get it. Then just, dude, guys, just release everything you can, Zippos and everything you can think of under the sun, toilet paper and caskets, do everything you want. That way everyone gets a little piece of the market. But you're the most visual band ever. And you just refuse to release any live deep concert footage. I don't get it.
Yeah, I understand. And they've got time. You know, they have their video editing guy. I think his name is Tommy Thayer. And he can be sitting at home right now editing video and putting it together and getting ready to release it, I think. It would be awesome.
Absolutely.
I don't know about compilations being re-released. Like that's a little cheesy. Like they put something out for Unmasked. I might go get the Unmasked thing. They haven't done that yet. But double platinum, seriously? Did they do the Unmasked one?
Yeah, they re-released Unmasked. As a matter of fact, for Father's Day, I got the coffee mug and the T-shirt. Thank you, Jace.
Yeah, but they didn't re-release colored vinyl, though.
Oh, no, did they? No. I think they just re-released the record.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like a color vinyl, something special like that. I might, do something for Unmasked. But, is The Greatest Kiss going to get re-released next? Like, come on, dude. Really?
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, dude. How about even releasing maybe like a digital download of all the tour books? Something like that. Anything different that, people have been wanting to get that we haven't been able to get in a long time. Colored vinyl is cool. I get it. But they're making it. That's their official release for the next 3 months. You won't see anything else but that. That's what drives me crazy.
No, I agree. I'll tell you something else. Okay, so Sonic Boom came out through Walmart. The only way to get Sonic Boom on vinyl or on CD is to go through Walmart. Walmart does not have it on vinyl. So if you go on eBay, the market is flooded with Sonic Boom bootleg vinyl. And it comes in red and blue and green and purple. I'm missing red. That's the only one I need. But why don't they release that? People want it, obviously. If you went online and you saw how many copies of Sonic Boom sold bootleg, you would think, hey, maybe we need to figure out how to re-release this record and not have it be almost $500.
Again, I couldn't agree more. There's just so many things that I don't think it's just me. There's so many things that people want to see. Like you said, even the vinyl stuff, that big box set that they released, it was so cool, but it was so expensive. It's like you're pricing so many of the fans out, unfortunately, and it just drives me crazy. I wish I could just go out and buy everything that I wanted from Kiss, but when you're charging $200 for a colored vinyl because you're getting a couple little extras in it, you're just price gouging now. You're just overpricing and killing the market, I think.
No, I agree.
I mean, we're not all big shots like Sonny Pooney from Hollywood. You know what I mean? We can't all.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I got all this stupid shit in my room right here.
Hey, I have a lot of stupid shit, too. It's fun. I'm just saying. Anyway, how about this? Wouldn't it have been all right? So they re-released the record, of course, but couldn't they have just put out the coffee mug and a poster, and a few other things? Re-releasing double platinum wasn't necessary. We all have it, and now we've got to go out there and buy. We, I mean, Kiss fans. And buy another version of the same record that we already have. It just looks different when it's on the turntable.
Right. And again, to me, again, I'll say it 100 times. That, to me, is lazy marketing. All that is we don't have to do anything. We're just going to re-release something. Someone will package it differently. And we'll call it the special edition, blah, blah, blah. Rather than going the extra step. Taking a thing like Unmasked and saying, okay, we're going to remix this, or we're going to remaster it. We're going to totally remaster it with a little bit of different production, remix it a little bit, boost everything up, get rid of some of the keys, put the guitars back up a little bit, and then re-release that. People would go crazy over that. But because it takes that extra step, it's Kiss Creative having to go out of their way and actually hire a producer and or someone to remix it, they won't do it because it's money out of their pocket. And of course they don't know if it's going to sell. We know it will sell, but they're so afraid to take a chance like that. It drives me crazy. These little remasters and stuff are cool, but there's no chance taking on their part. They're just signing a piece of paper that says, okay, go ahead, package this. There's no creativity involved.
Do you think it's possible that the record company does this without their permission? Do they have to, if they own the music, do they have to get their permission?
It all depends on, I think at this day and age to re-release anything like that, they would need Kiss's permission. But again, it's all a licensing thing. They probably, whoever's re-releasing that, if it is said, it might not even be the actual record company re-releasing that stuff. It might be like some kind of a secondary, collector's vinyl printer or something. And, it would be something to the effect of, we're going to license, hey, here's Kiss, here's $200,000 for us to do this. Are we allowed to do this? Kiss says, yes, of course, because it's $200,000. And then they re-release it. And then Kiss gets a little bit of the profit. That's kind of probably how it works. They don't have any skin off their back. There's no risk taking. They get a flat fee to do it. And then if they make money on the back end, awesome.
And even if the other scenario, let's say Universal owns all this stuff, Universal's going to do what they do. They might be going to Kiss and saying, look, we're going to repackage this thing. do you want a piece of it and do shirts and mugs and stuff like that too? Well, at that point, I'm sure Kiss is going, well, since you didn't do it anyway, I guess we might as well hitch on to your wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be right. It could be all the record label. And if it is, I'm still not going to, you know, leave Kiss off the block here for getting any kind of blame, because if it is the record label, then I understand Kiss is not doing it, but it doesn't mean Kiss can't be releasing other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a never-ending battle for us, the Kiss fans. This is why you have all these people going on to these Kiss auctions on Facebook page, on Facebook, and bidding on all this stuff that's new to them. They have the opportunity to get themselves a set of dolls. They have the opportunity to get a poster that they've never had. Or they have the opportunity to get a Kiss Army kit from the 70s. It's because they're always wanting more. They're always wanting something new. Kiss should know that by now. They should right. be... They and double platinum's not new. It's just not. I go on, I watch those auctions all the time. There are people on there, man, they're buying up everything. It doesn't matter. These are Gene Simmons toenail clippings. Bam, $500. These is a pick that was used during the Unmasked tour. Bam, $500. You know, it's just a constant thing. I buy stuff on there myself, but it's usually stuff that you just can't get anymore. Kiss needs to release new things.
Yeah, and again, believe it or not, even someone like Kiss that, you know, obviously does saturate the market to a point with stuff, they don't really saturate the market with, unfortunately, good stuff. That's the problem. They don't saturate the market with, you know, stuff that the average fan wants. They just stick their name on anything they can.
Man, they just have the opportunity to do so much. And I don't feel like they really do. Well, we're beating this dead horse. All right, so it's true.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm gonna take the dead horse in a little bit of a different direction, because I got a question for the both of you that's been bugging me. All right, so just kind of follow me here, because there is a question at the end. So for me personally, I listen to music, watch movies, watch TV, etc., for a distraction, right? And when Paul was doing the video things with his acoustic guitar and telling a little story, to me, that was a cool distraction thing. Like, I don't need my entertainment professionals to talk about politics and, you know, Broadway mashups with blah, 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 and like, keep it to what you know is kind of my feeling on it. So I guess, is there people in Paul's ear saying, don't do anything for free? Or is it, I'm Paul Stanley and Mick Jagger isn't doing stuff like that, so why should I have to do it? Or is it even, I guess, am I being unfair as a fan saying, Paul, can you just do me a solid and like do a 15-minute video once a week while everybody's sitting in their homes and entertain people? Because you know what? That's what we want from you. Otherwise, stay off Twitter and stay off all that other stuff. Because if you're saying Mick Jagger doesn't have to do it, well, Mick Jagger isn't on Twitter about Broadway mashup with a band name either.
Yeah, I mean, again, I can't agree with you anymore. I want to see something from them. Like you said, it doesn't have to be performance-based. If Paul is not confident in his voice and his playing and he's so worried about what he's going to sound like, you know, whether it's a live Facebook feed or whatever it is, we don't need performances. How about you just pop on, and again, I'll use Joe's buddy Chris Jericho again. Jericho does a live Facebook thing every Saturday night. He does it for like 2 hours. Now, we don't need that from Paul. I know Paul's not going to do that, but it's become its own little talk show. It's so much fun. He interacts with the fans a little bit. You answer the questions you want to answer because you can interact with who you want to interact with. You answer a couple questions. You play, you know, you talk to the fans a little bit about what's going on, how you are. Maybe even for 10 or 15 minutes, once a month even. Throw something up there. Gene, too. It's not just on Paul. Anything to give the content to people that are home, you know, during this virus and need something to do.
Yeah. I mean, look, how awesome would it be if once a week Paul Stanley showed up on camera and said, "Hey guys, Paul here, blah, blah, blah. We're going to watch Kiss Meets the Phantom together. We're going to run it." You know, they can run a video of a concert or Kiss Meets the Phantom or anything like that to, I don't know. There's a reason why the Stones 100% do that. The Stones, because, look, Rolling Stones fans are Rolling Stones fans, but I don't hear about the 500 Rolling Stones podcasts or the Rolling Stones expos or the Rolling Stones cruises or the Rolling Stones, anything that Kiss fans put together. They're just different kinds of people. I mean, we're in our 40s and 50s and Stones fans are in their 90s, and that's just the way it is. I'm kidding about their 90s, but you know what I'm saying? We're constantly celebrating Kiss. Come along for the ride, Paul, Gene, Ace, all of them. Get involved. Do something. They have video. Ace could be putting up video. He has live concerts, I'm sure. Hey, I'm going to play this live concert audio bit right here. Bam. He's a computer guy, so he knows how to do it. I say that totally not knowing if he can do it.
Yeah, I do think we, you know, maybe, not definitely, but maybe we're giving them a little bit more credit than they deserve to as far as technology is concerned. You know, maybe they just don't have the wherewithal to, you know, to run things by themselves. If they are home quarantined, I can't imagine Gene navigating a computer and figuring out how to live stream and so on and so forth. You know, they're so used to having people do these things for them. I think it's hard for them to take the initiative and start this stuff. And that's not a shot at them. I think it's just not how they think. I think it's just easier for them to not do stuff like that. They're not even thinking about how to, you know, go on live and talk about the tour that's coming up or how everyone's feeling. I just think they're not even thinking that way.
Well, all they have to do, Paul, all you have to do is get in touch with me. You don't even have to actually talk to me. Send me an audio or a video file of you saying, "Hey, this is what we're going to watch tonight right here on the Kiss Online webpage or Facebook page. Send me the concert. I'll put it together, and I will live stream it on Facebook." It's not that hard. I can do it. I just need to get a job from Paul Stanley. You know what my resume is? Nothing. I can figure it out.
No, but you're so right. I think there would be people knocking down their doors to do it for free if they would just. And I don't even blame Kiss for this. I blame more, not even top management, but there's got to be some kind of marketing team behind Kiss that should be thinking along these lines, just like every other big company in the world. They have to have. I'm not talking about Doc and I'm not talking about Kiss. There has to be other levels of management, whether it's PR firm or something like that, saying, "Hey, let's start pumping out this kind of content and we're going to run it for you. We'll do it. You just pop on. We'll send you the link. You sign on, answer a couple questions. We'll take care of the rest."
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm with you because just like you said, they're a visual band. And if everybody's sitting at home for the last 100 days, all they've been doing is watching something. You know, the ZZ Tops of the world can't pull this off. They're not considered a visual band, right? So you would think that somebody in marketing goes, "Hey, I got 83 ideas of how to get you guys in front of people and keep it there." It just feels like somebody might be in there going, "You don't got to do that. Don't worry about it."
Yeah,
you're probably right. I think it's probably just, you know, we're overthinking it. They're probably saying, we're Kiss. We don't need to do that. And they probably don't. They're right. They don't need to do that because we're still going to buy the tour. We're still going to buy the red vinyls, blah, blah, blah. It would just be nice for them to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But until we can get that, all you guys go out there and listen to Le Champion's live thing. And he's got a podcast too or some shit like that, but and if you don't know who Le Champion is, that's Chris Jericho, Le Champion.
All right, enough promoting that bastard. He cut me out of the quarantine. Enough of it. Enough of it, I said.
Enough. all right, so that was the news. Let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes! Okay, so the topic of the week this week is we're going to play a game. We've never done Sweet 16s with Joey. And we were going to do it where it was Joey and Jody and I. Oh, three J's. That's pretty interesting.
Ooh.
Yes, and an S. And Sonny was going to read all the Sweet 16s, but no Jody this week, which means Sonny's opinion. By the way, that means he's going to rig the game.
Good Lord.
He rigs the game. The comments I got about how evil you were on our Facebook page were amazing. I'm just saying. So we're going to do some Sweet 16s with Joey Quesada. Da, da, da. How was that?
Very nice. I like the natural reverb.
Yeah, I got it going on. All right, Sonny, are you ready? So explain to everybody how this works.
It's just like a bracket, like a basketball bracket you would get from college basketball. You got 16 songs out there. We match up against each other and get to like a final winner, and the three of us vote on them. So I've got four different, and we might not get to all four, but I got four different Sweet 16s here. So, Joey, pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
All right. So, we are doing song titles that begin with the same word.
Oh, shit. There's 16 of those?
There's more than that. All right. So, you guys ready?
Yep.
So, basically, these are songs. So, you're basically voting for your favorite song. So, the first battle is All for the Glory versus All for the Love of Rock and Roll. See how they both began with yes. All?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Joey, okay, which one do you like?
I'm going to go All for the Glory. When I first heard that, I think I told this story once before. I was in Paul's car when he played it for us. So it was a little treat. It was the first time hearing anything from that record. So it was very surprising hearing that song. I thought it was really a different take on. I was glad that it wasn't, you know, the rock and roll song for Eric and all that stuff. I like the whole vibe of the song. I'm not a big fan of Eric's vocals, but I do like the song and I like his vocals on this.
That is, I'm so envious of the things that you've done in your life. I really need to step it up. Okay, so I'm actually going to go for All for the Love of Rock and Roll. I love that song. I really do. I think it's, to me, the second best song off the record, and in my opinion. And now somebody will send me a letter and tell me how wrong I am. Podcast RockCity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Sonny, you got to be the tiebreaker.
Oh, that's easy. Joey, your story was heartfelt. But I'm going All for the Love of Rock and Roll, baby. It's a better song.
All right. That's one.
All right. Next one. Any Way You Slice It. And this is what Joe means when he says I rig it. Versus that shit song, Any Way You Want It.
Go ahead, Joe. You first on this one.
Yeah. Any Way You Slice It is going to be my choice.
Yeah. I got to go the same way. Believe it or not, I've been getting heavily into Gene's 80s stuff as of late. I don't know if it's just because I need more Kiss to listen to, and I just haven't listened to a lot of Gene's 80s stuff lately. But I started diving back in, and I think he gets shit on more than he deserves. Some of that stuff is great, and this is one of the good ones.
Oh, yeah. Asylum's winning that on my side, so that would have been a clean sweep anyway. All right, third battle, Hell or Hallelujah versus Hell or High Water. Joey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Monster in general. Hella Hallelujah is a good, pretty good song, but I'm just not a big fan of the production. It really drives me crazy. It's hard for me to listen to. It sounds like mud. Hella High Water is actually one of my favorite songs on Crazy Nights, so I got to go Hella High Water. Super catchy pop song.
I honestly don't have the trained ear that everybody else seems to have when they listen to these Kiss records, so I'm going to go Hell or Hallelujah.
And this time, I am agreeing with Joey, because Hell or High Water is catchy. I like that song. So,
Pooney, you sexy bastard.
Oh, I know. We make a good couple there, baby. All right, next one. Jeez. Let Me Go Rock and Roll versus Let Me Know, Joe.
Let Me Go Rock and Roll wins hands down. You don't even have to ask the other people.
What?
I got to tell you, for me, it's funny. Let Me Go Rock and Roll was always one of those songs I never was a big fan of. And I don't know if it was because they just overplayed it live for me, or there was just something about it. Like, even when I was in my Kiss tribute band, they always wanted to do it, and I was like, I don't want to do that song. It just, I never loved it. So I got to go Let Me Know.
Yeah, I'm glad we had to ask other people. Let Me Go Rock and Roll is like, I don't know, it's like bouncy. I don't know what it is about that song. Yeah. I'm not totally in love with it. Let Me Know is going to win this one, baby. Oh, Let Me Know. God,
this is blasphemy. Joey, what's the address everybody can send your book back?
Whoa. Oh, wait, hold on. Actually, you could send it back to me, please. You're not going to get a refund, but I'll gladly take them back. I'll resell them.
All right. Next battle. Love's a Deadly Weapon versus Love's a Slap in the Face. Joey.
Ooh, that's a good one. Hold on a second. This is a closer one than I thought it would be. Just again, because I'm heavily into Gene's 80s stuff right now, these are really good for me, so because they're super fresh in my mind. Just because of Eric's drumming, I'll go Love's a Deadly Weapon.
Okay, I missed the second song. So what was this? I got Love's a Deadly Weapon. What's the other one?
Love's a Slap in the Face.
Oh, Love's a Deadly Weapon.
Yeah. Clean sweep there.
Let me tell you something. Love's a Slap in the Face is a better song than people give it credit for, too. Again, it's a pretty good song.
Meh.
Oh, damn. You can send Sonny Pooney's books back, too. What's the address?
Brent, send them back. Yeah. All right, next battle. See You in Your Dreams versus See You Tonight. Joey.
Which See You in Your Dreams?
Doesn't matter. Well, the better one.
I got to go See You Tonight. I mean, just because of the unplugged version, it's so, so good. I got to go with that.
I agree.
Oh, I would have went See You in Your Dreams. You guys got lucky there. Okay.
I get lucky. Next one.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Next one. Rock and Roll Hell versus Rock and Roll All Night. Joe.
I'm going with Rock and Roll Hell.
Oh,
I'm not going to do it, Sonny. You go, because I'm not going to be the one that knocks Rock and Roll Night off the board. You do it.
Because Joey is being a little wimp right now, I'm going to go ahead and go for Rock and Roll Hell and just bounce Rock and Roll All Night out. Now you can say, oh, I love Rock and Roll All Night. What's wrong with you?
Well, people? I would have went Rock and Roll All Night, of course. No, I mean, just because it's so overplayed, I'd much rather hear Rock and Roll Hell right now.
Yeah. Well, since I saved you on the last one, Joey, you're going to have to do me a solid on this one. Under the Gun versus Under the Rose. Joey,
That's a tough one. I love The Elder, but mean, again, Eric's drumming on that is so perfect. You got to go Under the Gun,
and I choose Under the Gun as well.
Woohoo! Clean sweep. All right, we are to eight. First battle is All for the Love of Rock and Roll versus Any Way You Slice It.
I'll go first. I pick All for the Love of Rock and Roll.
I gotta go anyway, Sly said. I will take almost any song over the Monster songs.
I'm with you, Quesada. Any way you slice it wins that one.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Hell or High Water versus Let Me Know, Quesada.
Ooh. I gotta go Let Me Know. First album, you gotta go with it.
I agree. Let Me Know.
That would have been a clean sweep. Next one, Love's a Deadly Weapon versus See You Tonight, Joe.
Love's a Deadly Weapon.
Yeah, I'll take it. Love's a Deadly Weapon.
Wow, we're going to have two Asylum songs in the final four. I can't believe it. Okay, next one is Rock and Roll Hell versus Under the Gun. This is a tough one, Quesada.
This is a tough one. I got to go Under the Gun just because of the Kiss Animalize Uncensored version. So freaking good.
I agree 100%. Under the Gun is a fucking awesome song.
It is. And it's a clean sweep. All right, final four. Any Way You Slice It versus Let Me Know, Joe.
I'd have to go with Let Me Know.
Yeah, I got to go Let Me Know.
Okay, I would have went the same. And then Quesada, Under the Gun versus Love's a Deadly Weapon.
Very similar songs, but Under the Gun is far superior as a song.
Absolutely. Under the Gun.
All right. And that would have been a clean sweep on both. So, Joe, Let Me Know or Under the Gun?
The Under the Gun version off of Live Uncensored is so badass. You cannot... You have to go with that one.
Yeah, I'm in. Under the Gun. I got to go. I would have went with it even off of Animalize. But yeah, Under the Gun. I got to go with it.
Wow. Under the Gun wins that one.
Ooh.
All righty.
I like that. There's a lot of different songs in there. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. There was no all right, I Joe. Stole Your Love with I Still Love You.
Nice. I told you there's a bunch of other ones. Yeah. Joe, 1, 2, or 4?
We'll go with 1.
All right. This Sweet 16 are 16 songs that are instrumentals or the lyrics are so bad they should have been instrumentals. Okay?
So we're picking the best.
We're picking the song you like out of the two, yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. The Acorn is Spinning versus All Hell's Breaking Loose, Quesada.
I actually love both of those songs. I'm a big Acorn is Spinning fan, but All Hell's is one of my favorite Kiss songs. I'm sure you guys know my band ZO2 redid that for the Eric Carr Memorial album, and it was my pick. I wanted to do that song so bad. I talked Eric's sister into letting us do it, so I got to go All Hell's.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what's wrong with those lyrics.
Sonny, come on. Fucking pony. Street Hustler. Street Hustler came up to me. Okay, yeah, all right.
That's what makes it awesome.
Oh, good Lord. Love Theme from Kiss versus When Your Walls Come Down. Joe.
I'm going to have to go with the Love Theme from Kiss.
Don't like the kiddle fiddle thing? What's wrong with you?
Can't go with that one at all.
Damn. Joey.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When Walls Comes Down, a lot of people seem like they love that song off that record. It's the only song that I don't like on Crazy Nights. It really is. It's the only song I can't listen to. So I got to go Love Theme from Kiss.
All right. I would have went When Your Walls Come Down, but I got you. All right. Next one. Fractured 2 versus... Two Sides of the Coin. Choose one, Joey.
Without a doubt, Two Sides of the Coin. Two Sides of the Coin is everything, even Torpedo Girl, everyone that makes fun of those lyrics. All Ace's songs on Unmasked to me are so catchy, so poppy, even produced well. I like the production on Ace's songs on that record. I love Two Sides of the Coin.
I agree. Two Sides of the Coin.
I would have went that way, too. And then the next one has Torpedo Girl versus Fanfare. Joe.
Torpedo Girl or Fanfare?
Yeah.
Well, Torpedo Girl, because it fucking rocks. The bass line. Boop, 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 boop. Sorry. I've seen him perform that live. I'm just saying. It's not very many people that can say that.
That's right. Joey.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for my last comment, I got to go Torpedo Girl. I love all Ace's songs on that record.
Okay, okay. Here comes some tougher ones.
No.
Oh, I would have said Torpedo Girl.
Okay, too. I was just curious if you were going to say Fanfare.
No, hell no.
What the hell?
Hell no. All right, next battle. Fractured Mirror versus Bang, Bang, You, Joey.
Even though Bang Bang You, the lyrics are pretty damn ridiculous, I do like that song a lot, but the first Fractured Mirror is just so classic. I gotta go Fractured Mirror.
Fractured Mirror is disqualified by the fact that Ace couldn't come up with another name for an instrumental and did it 10 more times, so I'm going with the other song.
So you're going with Bang Bang You?
Yep.
Wow, it's the only time Bang Bang You will ever win anything.
Oh my gosh.
Because I like Bang Bang You.
Really?
Yeah, Shoot You Down with a Love Gun, baby. Bang, bang, you. Yeah.
No, I like it too, but more than the original Fractured Mirror, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the only song on Ace's album I don't like.
To me, it's boring.
Yeah, it's too long.
Really, and not only that, he doesn't really ace it up. You know, he doesn't really do a long solo or anything like that. I don't know. It's just my wrong opinion.
All right, the next one goes into hallowed ground, but it is what it is. Car Jam 1981 versus Let's Put the X in Sex, Polo.
You could have done Car Jam. What was the song that it wound up being?
Breakout,
right. That could, but Breakout's got good lyrics.
I mean,
and
Sunny's
not a
Sunny's
Kiss song.
Acorn of Spinning is not a Kiss song either, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You got, Joe, you got to understand, Sonny's not that bright. So, you know, we got to take it from where it's coming.
Wow, the honeymoon is over, people.
Yeah.
No, the honeymoon is only on other podcasts, not on this one.
Okay, I got you. I'll go with Car Jam.
Yeah, I mean, again, listen, obviously, I think you guys know what I'm going to pick. And same story, I redid Car Jam for the Eric Carr tribute CD, so that was fun. But, I mean, listen, I love X and Sex. Everyone makes fun of both of those songs on that record. You got to understand what year it was. So those songs were perfect for that year. But I got to go Car Jam.
I would not have voted for Car Jam. So Car Jam got lucky. You got, yeah, I like X and Sex. I think it's a great song.
Yeah, me, I do too. But I mean, being a drummer and being Eric's, you know, my favorite drummer, how am I not going with that?
Yeah, it's true. Okay, the next one, we'll see how much you actually hate this song. Rock and Roll Party versus Read My Body.
Oh, my.
Casada.
Oof, oh, boy.
It's not supposed to be that close.
Yeah, this one's not a great one, but believe it or not, I'm going to go Read My Body.
Yeah, I am too.
I would have too. That would have been a
whoa! A sweep for Read My Body. Look out.
Yeah. And then the final from the first 16, we have Burn Bitch Burn versus the best song on The Elder, Escape from the Island. Polo.
I go with Escape from the Island.
Whew. I got to tell you, Burn Bitch Burn is a better song. I know people always laugh at the one lyric, but it's actually a good song. That riff is killer. Dun, 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 dun. It's so killer. But I hate to say it, I got to go with Escape from the Island.
It actually would have been a clean sweep. It's not the lyrics I got a problem with on Burn Bitch Burn. It's the woo woo, like that shit gotta go. It's the melody.
Burn Bitch Burn is awesome. A lot of people blah 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 blah, 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 but I gotta vote it down.
I mean, that's basically only Ace and Eric on Escape from the Island, right? There's nobody else playing on that, is there?
Yeah,
I think that's just basically them. All right. down to 8, All Hell's Breaking Loose versus Love Theme. Joey.
All Hell's, easily. It's one of my favorite Kiss songs.
Yeah, All Hell's Breaking Loose is going to win.
All right. We'll see. We don't know that yet. All right. Two Sides of the Coin versus Torpedo Girl. By the way, I would have went with All Hell's too. Two Sides of the Coin versus Torpedo Girl.
I'll go Two Sides. Again, both of those songs to me are really good. Two Sides is just a little bit more catchy. The chorus is so great.
I'm going to go with Torpedo Girl.
And I'm going to go with Torpedo Girl. Dude, that bass line's
too
good.
Whoa!
That bass line's too good.
Thank God Ace played bass.
Yeah. You said Ace of Bass. Yes, did you say Ace of Bass? Yes. Yes,
did Ace definitely play bass on that, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even
I know Gene didn't, but I know I didn't know if it was definitely Ace.
Yeah. So when I was at the vault in L.A., they were trying to play it, and Ace was like, "All right, Gene, go ahead and start playing." He goes, "I didn't write that bass line. You did. You play it."
That's right. Awesome.
All right. Bang Bang You versus Car Jam, Joe.
Bang Bang You. Sorry, Eric Carr.
Sonny, you son of a bitch. I'm going to go Car Jam, and I know what you're going to do, you bastard. Car
Jam. Bye-bye, Car Jam. Bye-bye, Car Jam. Bang Bang You. Bye-bye, Car Jam. All right. next one. Read My Body versus Escape from the Island, Quesada.
Escape from the Island. Easy.
Yeah, same for me.
Not same for me, but it's going to go forward. Okay, final four. All Hell's Breaking Loose versus Torpedo Girl. Joe.
Shit.
Joe. Let's not be crazy here.
Street Hustler comes up to me. I mean, you got a cool song, and then you got another cool song, but it's...
Come on, Ace versus... Vinny, come on now.
That's not how I look at it. gonna go with All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Wow. Yeah, baby. All Hell's easy for me.
Actually, I would have done the same thing. I would have had Joe vote Torpedo Girl and then vote him down. All right. Nice. Swimming in his head. Swimming. All right, Bang Bang You versus Escape from the Island, Quesada.
Again, I do like Bang Bang You, but Escape from the Island, it's such a great song. Again, when I picture that song, when I hear it, I picture, you know, some kind of escape scene for that Elder movie. So I love that song.
I am going to go with Bang Bang You, so Sonny has to make the decision.
Easy. I'm going to go with Escape from the Island because I'm going to put it Vinny against Ace again for the final. All Hell's Breaking Loose, Escape from the Island, and Joe has to go first.
Do the right thing, Joe.
Yeah, All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Lord.
Yeah, All Hell's. It's such a great song. I don't know what you don't like about it, Poonie. Lyric?
No. It's fun. It's fun. I don't have a problem with the song. I'm just making fun of the lyrics. And, you know, his rapping. All right. So I think we got time for one more, right?
Sure.
All right. Let's go with, because 4 is a little bit similar to one of the other ones, so we'll go with number 2. And this is Desmond Child-related co-writes. Ooh. Mr. Brad Rustoven helped us out with this one. And the first battle is Heaven's on Fire versus I Was Made for Loving You, Joey.
It's an interesting two songs right there. I mean, if I break down the songs, Heaven's on Fire is probably the superior song, but it's not a song I always want to hear. I Was Made for Loving You comes on. I pretty much always leave it on. Heaven's on Fire gets to skip a lot. So I'm going to go I Was Made for Loving You.
Damn. I'm going to go with that one too.
Wow. I was going to say almost the exact same story Joey said, except opposite.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I Was Made for Loving You. Hearing it live all these years, just like I'm over it. Heaven's on Fire. And it's got something to do with MTV and my first video and seeing Paul jump through the hoop of fire too. But
it's a great, don't get me wrong. Obviously, both of those songs are amazing. It's more about, okay, I've heard these songs both 5 million times. You know, what can we do? How do we choose between these two?
Yeah. But I Was Made for Loving You won that one. All right, next one. I've Had Enough, Into the Fire versus All Night. Joe.
I've Had Enough is, to me, one of the best Kiss songs. Non-makeup. That's just my opinion, but I'm always wrong.
No, I'm with you. I've Had Enough is an amazing, amazing song. I think it's never talked about in the Kiss world, and I think it's one of their best songs. Great song. I go that.
Yeah, I love that song. It's one of the best opening tracks on an album, really. So yep, it's a great song.
Agreed.
Okay, next one. My Way versus Hide Your Heart. Quesada.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me. Hide Your Heart is a big, big Kiss song, obviously, and it's a great song. But, and I know My Way gets shit on all the time, but My Way to me is a great song. I know it's a super high vocal and maybe people think it's a cheesy lyric, but those types of lyric are what I loved about Kiss back then. I loved Me Against the World. I'm going to do it my way. You know, nothing's going to stop me. So I got to go My Way.
Sonny, you go first.
You know what? I'm going to go Hide Your Heart just to make it tougher on you. There.
I'm going with Hide Your Heart.
Oh wow. Yep. If you had a choice between these two getting played live right now, which one would you want?
Not Hide Your Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just asking.
I'm not sure if I'd want to hear Paul sing My Way right now either.
That's a hell of a point.
All right, the next one I think is going to be tough, but not everybody believes me. Who Wants to Be Lonely versus You Love Me to Hate You, Joe. These aren't videos.
I know that one girl is so freaking
These aren't odd. Videos.
God bless. I would snuggle up with her right in front of Karen.
I'm just kidding.
That's humor. It's a joke. Can't replace that woman that I love.
For the girl in the video? Who are we talking about? What?
I don't know her. She could be terrible. There's no way she's as amazing as my Karen. I'm going to go with Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not even close. Who Wants to Be Lonely is maybe, you know, I'd have to really think about it, but it might be my favorite non-makeup Kiss song.
Wow. It's a good song, and, you know, it's off my favorite album, but, man, I love You Love Me to Hate You. I really love that song. All right, next one should be a little bit easier. Reason to Live versus Bang Bang You.
Oh, damn.
Joey.
Not even close. Reason to Live. It's a spectacular song. Again, a song that I think doesn't get its due. Because of the production and because of the time period, I know they're trying to write the big ballad hit again, but it is a phenomenal song. It really is.
I agree 100%. It wasn't a huge hit because it was Kiss. It's a great love song.
That would have been a slam dunk here too. Next one's tougher. Under the Gun versus King of the Mountain. Joe.
I'm going to go with Under the Gun.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a close one for me too, but I think overall, obviously they have such similar feels. Overall, I think King of the Mountain is a better song. So I'm going to leave it up to you, Pooney.
Oh, I'm going King of the Mountain the whole way. I love Under the Gun, but King of the Mountain's a great song. Great song. Okay, next one will be hard for a different reason. You Make Me Rock Hard versus Radar for Love. Joey.
Damn.
Well, Sonny, I've always wanted to say this. You Make Me Rock Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in person, he does it to you too. I'm going to go with the same song, You Make Me Rock Hard.
Wow. Come on. Nobody has enough love. There's not enough love for Radar for Love. I think it's a great song.
I like that song. Don't get me wrong. I like it too.
Yeah. Make Me Rock Hard's good though too. All right. And then the final of the Sweet 16. Joe, we got I'm Alive versus Let's Put the X in Sex.
This is a very easy one for me. I love the song I'm Alive.
Yeah, I mean, again, when because I've been listening to so much 80s Kiss lately, I feel like they, even though they're trying all these fast songs, King of the Mountain, I'm Alive, all these Under the Gun, I don't know if any of them ever hit the mark. And I think it has to do with production as far as the drums are concerned. I know Hot for Teacher and songs like that were so popular at the time, and they had this great feel and double bass, you know, obviously had the shuffle, but I don't think they captured it because of Eric's drums. I don't think the power was ever put on record. So I don't love all of those fast songs as much as everyone else does. So I'm going to go, Let's Put the X in Sex.
I like Fast Kiss for the most part. So I'm going to go with I'm Alive. The X in Sex song, I love it. But I'm Alive, man. That thing's like a little sister to Under the Gun, so I really like that song.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right, so the eight that are left. First one is I Was Made for Loving You versus I've Had Enough, Quesada.
Ooh, I got to go. I've Had Enough. It's such an underrated Kiss song. Maybe, and this is crazy to say, maybe the most underrated Kiss song. It's so good.
Sonny, you go first.
I'm going with I've Had Enough. It's not even close.
Okay.
So it's going to end up winning anyway. So we don't have to, you don't have to put it out there. All right. Next one is Hide Your Heart versus Who Wants to Be Lonely, Joe.
I'm going to go with Who Wants to Be Lonely. I love that song. I love Hide Your Heart too, but sometimes when I'm thinking of the song title, I hear Ace singing it and it ruins it for me. So
yeah, for me it's not even close. Like I said, Who Wants to Be Lonely is probably my favorite 80s Kiss song, so I'll take Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Yeah, that would have been a clean sweep. Okay, this one should be a little bit harder. Reason to Live versus King of the Mountain, Joey.
My god, those are two great songs, but again, if I gotta go just as a song, do I want to hear King of the Mountain more? Probably yes, but as a song, Reason to Live is a better song.
Damn, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with King of the Mountain. That's from a movie you guys obviously have never seen.
I have to go with Reason to Live, and it possibly could be one of the best ballads ever written in the 80s.
Holy shit.
If it was a Bon Jovi release, it would have been as big as More Than Words.
Wow.
In my opinion.
I don't disagree with that. I think you're right on the money. If it wasn't Kiss, that would have been a bigger song.
Yeah. I don't know if John can sing it. But yeah, it's just, you know, you end up being who you are. It pigeonholes you, and it happens in acting too. Like, think about Michael Richards. I mean, he's not going to be anybody but Kramer. He can't pull it off. He's like typecast almost.
Yeah. Yep.
De Niro's been typecast for years. It is who he is. What are you gonna do? All right, next one. You Make Me Rock Hard versus I'm Alive, Quesada.
Oh, Pony. You Make Me Rock Hard, baby.
That's why I had you go first. Joe.
Yeah, me too.
All right. I would have went I'm Alive, but that's okay. We got some great songs in the final four here. So the first one is I've Had Enough versus Who Wants to Be Lonely. We're going to go with Joe first.
to go with I've Had Enough.
Really? Wow.
Well, I know where... you son of a bitch. Pooney's going to do it again to me. Yeah, I mean, I got to go. They're both amazing, but I got to go Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Yeah, you got to go that. I don't. I've Had Enough Into the Fire, Colin. Your only chance was Joe, and he let you down.
I've had enough of you, Pony.
Reason to Live or You Make Me Rock Hard, Joey?
Well, they actually go hand in hand, if you know what I mean, Sonny. but I gotta go Reason to Live.
Me too.
Yeah, that would have been a clean sweep. So the final, Reason to Live versus I've Had Enough, Joe.
I'm going to go with I've Had Enough.
Ooh, and I'm going to go with Reason to Live, so we're going to leave it up to Quesada.
Again, you know, these Kiss questions are so hard because it's not a, is it about the best song, the thing that I want to hear now? Obviously, we've all heard Reason to Live 7 million times. I've Had Enough is such a strong song that it's underrated that I almost have to pick that just in case there's any schmuck listening that has not heard that song yet. Please go listen to that song right now. So I'm going to go I've Had Enough.
I agree. We agreed, all three of us. Wow.
Wow. Bruce, I just want to let you know he didn't choose you. Just want to let you know that, Bruce.
Yeah, that's right.
That was Joey Quesada. Two S's and two A's.
Uh-oh.
All right, so this was fun. Did you have fun, Joey?
Of course. Great time as always, boys. Again, I don't say it enough, but guys, thanks so much for having me on every month. It's so much fun. I get to pick on Pooney. I get to hear Joe's beautiful Italian voice. Hey, it's always a good time. Great topics, great discussions.
Hey, man, it's always fun. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and say this because I know Joey won't until I say it, but pay attention. He's got another book coming out. I've been reading little pieces of it that he sent me, and it's great. I enjoyed it very much. He was like, tell me what you think, and it so far, so good. I can't wait to hear the whole thing. Do you have a working title for it yet?
There is. I don't want to release it yet, but yeah, okay. The book is done. It's at the printer now. Everything's ready to go.
Awesome. And don't forget, you can get his first book on everywhere. Get it where he's reading it to you. It's so much more fun, I promise. Let's see. Do you have anything coming up, Joey, that anybody can look out for on any podcasts or TV shows or anything?
I actually am going to be starting something on Facebook Live coming up soon. It's not really ready to release, but just always go on my social media pages to kind of keep up to date where I am. I'm at Joey Quesada across the board. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my YouTube page is Joey Quesada. You can see all videos, anything to do with me, whether it's with my book, whether it's with my band ZO2, my show Z-Rock, any of that stuff, the wrestling thing that I do, Wrestling with Joey Licious. You can find everything about me on my YouTube page. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Sonny, you have anything to add?
No, fun to have Joey on. I heard about the second book because, you know, the first 10,000 pages is sitting in New York and is tipping the scales of the United States. So he's got to write another 10,000 pages and put it in San Francisco to even out the balance of the world.
Well, everyone has one of the books can rip a page out every day and you use it as a mask during the virus. You're good for 1,000 days.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But no, thanks for coming on, Joey. It's always fun, man.
Absolutely. You guys know what I'm going to say. Oh, that before I get started with the ending, don't forget to go to Click T Shop and pick up a Podcast Rock City t-shirt or a mask. I ordered a mask. I'm going to walk around everywhere wearing a Podcast Rock City mask. It's going to be awesome.
Guys, now that I'm a quasi member of this great show, do I get a mask? Do I get a shirt? What do I get here?
Shit, I'm buying everything.
All right, buy me one too, Joe.
I'm on it. don't forget to check that out. They have a lot of Kiss related stuff on there, and it's really awesome. Plus, there's other podcasts, Kiss podcast stuff on there. Check that out. we love podcasts, and we love Kiss podcasts, most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.